views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack. For those of you who don't know, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System. She's laughing at me now. I keep messing that up. It's TAPS, the Accelerated Performance System. What she does is muscle test your body, find out exactly what's going on, goes to the root cause, recommends a whole food nutrition product that gets into your body, repairs it, supports it, puts your body back in balance, and you are on your way to optimal health. Today we are talking about change your self-talk and change your life. So I'd like to introduce, bring Mary Jane, my wonderful mother, on.
Well, hi, Nancy.
Good morning, Mary Jane. We had a good example about the topic today
when
we entered the studio. We'll get into that more later. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 as she is taking your calls. If you have a question about yourself, a family member, even pets. She does pets, cats, dogs, horses.
Usually that's the average.
Yeah. So... anyway, so it's an interesting topic today.
It is.
Should we start where I came in this morning, and Benny, thank God Benny's here. We love Benny. We started talking and I was asking about radio stations and we got on 106.9 and the Christmas music. And I was so disappointed that afterwards, the day after Christmas, there's no Christmas music, and what a downer that was. And I kind of went off on it a little bit. And then I said, this is exactly what we're talking about today.
Living in your past.
I know. Living in the past. But Benny, I like the way Benny said it. I'm thinking ahead to next December.
You completely were.
Exactly. Thank you, Benny.
Is your car decked out still? Yeah. Probably still is. Huh? Yeah.
So here we are in the spring.
Here we are. We're heading towards St. Patrick's Day now. So
what we're talking about is, you know, you talked about what I do. I do the Accelerated Performance System, and I'm checking people for nutrition deficiencies. However, I'm also checking them for emotional components or if their structure's out of alignment. It's more than one piece that I do. I look at the whole body, the whole person, and I'm listening to what you're saying and how you're saying things. And often when I've worked with people, they could be doing the nutrition program and everything's going along great. And I often refer to other people who do emotional type work. And many of my clients are doing that. They're doing all the right things. And then they come in and they'll say, oh, this happened to me. And I had somebody do something for me and they didn't do it the way I wanted to do it. And I got upset, and I just went back to my old ways, not feeling good enough, not doing it right, and going through all those same things that they always fall back on. And it was like a light bulb, and I said, well, you know, after all the work that you've done, you're not going back to where you were. You're so used to playing those old tapes that it's just such a part of you. That's what you fall back on. You fall back on the victim and what's not working instead of all the things that are working. And then you reaffirm that in your self-conscious that you're not good enough and everything bad happens to you. And when you do that, your body is a major computer and it goes right into that computer. And when you say it with such strong energy, Well, then your body really believes it.
Well, and then you say it over and over and over again. And it's, and you know, it, and it could be one thing, but I think if we take a look at our lives, you know, 85% could be going great, but we're there focusing on that 15% that just isn't right. And sometimes it's, like you said, it's a bad habit. I do it. We all do it. So
we all do it. So what I do is I bring up when I'm talking to someone, I mention when things are coming up. It's not about I have to change. It's about I have changed. You got to talk about what you want as if it's already happened. And when you're talking about it as maybe or it might, or it, that's not going to happen. It's you have to talk with certainty.
Like
you
already
have to believe it. Yes. And if you really believe it, that's how you, you know, the laws of attraction and how you create it and attract it in your life.
Well, and the universe is always conspiring with us, but I think our sometimes the egos get in the way and kind of take us off course from our authentic self. So
well, and we're not listening. We're not paying attention to the universe. We think we know the answers. And, you know, we're going to talk about that more today. It's about trusting your intuition and who you are.
All right. We are going to go to the phone lines, and we have Natalia.
Yes. Let's give out the number first, though. 800-930-2819 if you'd like to join us. 800-930-2819. Now, Natalia.
Hi, Natalia. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question.
How may I help you?
I have a question regarding my health. I'm experiencing hot flashes for more than 10 years, and I'm wondering what causes it that I can help my body to overcome it.
What's causing yours is you're a little bit anemic. You're more on the anemic side. Your liver score is a little bit low, and when your liver is low, you're not producing the blood quality that you could have. And that's what I see first with you. Your hormones check out okay. Have you balanced your hormones through the years or done any type of hormone replacement?
No, I did not.
Yeah, your hormones taste good. Test good. It's your liver that's a little bit low and needs to be charged up. And your spleen also. That again, has to do with blood quality and boost your immune system. Have you ever been told you've been anemic?
No, I have not. I thought it's my thyroid that is running low is causing that. So it's not.
No, it's not your thyroid. Your thyroid, remember, your body tells me exactly in order what's going on. And so the one thing that I pick up with you is your liver. And your liver scores a 6. That means your liver, it should be a 10. That means you need some nutrition to feed your liver to get it charged up and working better. And also your spleen scores a 6. And your spleen has to do with building blood and your immune system. So it's those two areas that need to be worked on. And what I do is I use natural products to feed those two organs, to get them healthy and working again. For you, it's not about taking iron, because iron is too heavy, and iron can clog you up. And I don't think taking iron, especially over-the-counter type iron, those are pretty bad. But other good nutrition like we use in our office, Biotics Research Nutrition, will get you healthy and get those organs working and get you feeling good. And when your liver is in low gear, it does back up your other organs. So your other organs can be in low function, but that's not the problem. So we want to take care of what exactly is going on first. And then you would feel good. So you could give our office a call and we could tune into you and get you on the right program and give you exactly what you need.
And get rid of those hot flashes.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Would the milk thistle help me?
No. Milk thistle is a good product for the liver, but you need specific products And I couldn't tell you one out there off the market. I can, you know, when I use the products, they're specific products to build your body up. When you're kind of doing the milk thistle and other things, you're doing the best you can, but it's not going to get the job done.
I got it. Thank you so much for your advice. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Natalia. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. And I can attest to those hot flashes and the anemia. Remember when I was going on that trip to Cousin's weekend? We were going to go to Lake Lawn Resort, and the temperature was going to be 13 degrees. And I ordered like these down parka and got all these great cashmere sweaters. And here I am.
And vests that had heaters in them.
Yes. And I am just busting out in sweats going, what is happening to me? And it was my blood. So, and it was very easy to take care of, Natalia. So please call Mary Jane's office. I know how uncomfortable those hot flashes can be. So it can be taken care of quickly and easily. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You know I'm gonna get you, yeah. Whatever it takes to get there. No, I won't drop you. Like everybody else does.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10th. House.org today to learn more.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Forget about your friends, they don't care where we go. If they do, we'll get lost in a crowd of people. I've been looking for you forever, baby, we go. Together, baby, we go, we go. In this crazy world of choices, I've only got a few. Either you're coming with me, or I'm coming with you.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack. Also, she's my mom. So we are going to go to the phones and talk to Tara. Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great. What is your question for Mary Jane?
So I have a beautiful calico kitty. Her name's Prissy. And she's had diabetes for about the last 2 years, maybe 2.5. And so I have her on Vetsilin. I have to give her shots twice a day. So, you know, she seems to be okay. But I'm just wondering if there's something maybe I can do different to help her so she doesn't have to keep getting shots.
Okay, the first thing I pick up with her is that she has her kidney shows up, and that is very common. It's very common, people and animals, but especially cats. So what I do is I use a certain product with biotics to put the kitties on it, and keep it cleans out the sludge of the kidney and keeps the kidney function up. And how they get that, they can get that from the food they eat, from water, from anything in their environment, and so it's pretty common. And when you have a kidney that gets backed up, that can affect the pancreas and the diabetes. The pancreas scores a 1. So sometimes with that, when it scores low, they have a tendency toward a little bit of bacteria or parasites, and that kind of can lead to the diabetes too. So you want to clean up. Sometimes I have to use other nutrition for the digestion to clean that up, the little microbes or parasites up. And then the end result is when things get better, may not need all the insulin.
Right. Yeah, because she does like to eat, too. She loves her food. So, you know, she is a little big, but I give her a grain-free diet and everything. But she's so cute, though. She's adorable.
The food you're feeding her tests good, so you're doing the right thing. I mean, so that's all
okay.
Good. Does she go outside at all?
No, she's an indoor cat.
Okay, yeah, but that again, it's not uncommon to need a little nutrition to clean out the kidney and keep the kidney healthy, and that can be from the water. Like your water test is a little. Your water only scores a 2. So water, if it's negative, when I score the water, it's from 1 to 7 or 1 to 10. And if it's 7 or better, it's energetic. And if it's under that, it's not as energetic. So it slows down.
So are you looking at the water? Is that the water to my house? Or I actually get filtered water that from a store. So it's,
okay,
would
but
you rate that the same?
I was scoring the water in your house.
Oh, right. Okay. No, okay. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Water in your house. So you do use filtered water for her.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's good. That's real good. But she still has a little, like I said, could use a little nutrition to clean out her kidney. And that, like, again, that's not unusual for animals, cats, people. So you're doing a good job.
So a little nutrition for the kidney and a little bit for digestion would possibly get her kidney functioning and the pancreas back, so she may not need as much.
Well, she could change that and improve it and definitely could make a difference, yeah. Because what I get is you correct the kidney and the digestion, and it could the pancreas goes from a 1 to a 10. That's a big difference.
Right. Right.
So then I always send people back, you know, to their vet. Of course, the vets a lot of times think that they'll never change. But if you get the foundation and figure out what's going on, anything can change. The body can heal itself.
No, this is true. Now, is it okay if I ask you another question or not?
Sure.
And it has to do with me. Because
okay.
I have high blood pressure, which I'm working on getting lower. And I can't do pharmaceutical drugs because they don't work, and then I get all whacked out. I can't do them. And so I'm stuck to, you know, natural and then diet and all that good stuff. But it's been kind of tweaking on me lately, and I'm just wondering if you could pick up.
You have a backed up gallbladder. Do you have some digestive
really?
Issues going on?
Well, probably. I mean, I'm aware of what I eat. I like to eat, you know, organic and as good as healthy as I can.
Right. But even eating healthy, sometimes you could still get a backed up gallbladder. Remember that that's all about emotions. So gallbladder is resentment. And believe me, we all have this to some degree. So even if you eat healthy, your body is always clearing old emotions and old things. And right now I pick up your gallbladder's at 2. So when your gallbladder's at 2, that's pretty low. We're talking about a 2 out of a 10. And when when it's down there, then everything backs up. It backs up your heart, backs up your thyroid, backs up all your organs. So then your blood pressure can fluctuate and go up. So that's what I'm picking up with your blood pressure right now.
Interesting. Okay, that's a good thing to look into. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And then I have your number too. So
yeah,
maybe I'll call you.
Give us a call because it's easy to change and to balance you out, and then it's so uncomplicated, and we could take care of your kitty at the same time.
Well, there you go. So that's so cool.
All right.
So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tara. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. And I don't think I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. You do phone consultations, so people do not have to come in and see you. And you have clients all over the United States, so you're just amazing. Amazing. Okay, let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good, thank you.
What's your question for Mary Jane?
I have chronic heartburn, and I refuse to go to doctors and take the pharmaceutical drugs that they want me to take. And I've done everything natural that I can know how to do, and it still drives me crazy. I just can't get rid of it. Every time I eat or drink anything, a half hour to an hour later, my esophagus starts burning up from the heartburn, and I just don't know what to do about it.
Okay, Jeff. First of all, you have a really sluggish gallbladder. Your gallbladder's a 2, and your bile duct's a 2. So you have a major digestive problem going on. So now you have that. That's the bile duct. The bile duct lubricates the liver and produces bile to help flush the gallbladder. And when that bile gets into the digestive system, it helps digest your food. And so now your gallbladder and your liver, your bile duct function is very low. And so now your stomach is trying to compensate. You actually do not have enough hydrochloric acid in your stomach. So your body, often people think they have too much hydrochloric acid when they get the heartburn. Actually, you do not have enough. And then all that stomach bacteria, you have a lot of bacteria in your stomach, and all that backs up. And the big thing is your heart is also in low gear because of this gallbladder. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with your heart. It means when your gallbladder is in low function like that, it can back up your thyroid, your heart, all your other organs. And then your body is trying to compensate and help those organs. And then when you get the heartburn, sometimes it's your body's trying to help your heart, to charge up your heart. So it starts with your gallbladder, then your stomach. It's just you're way out of balance, and you just need to come in balance, and then you'll start feeling good again. Does that answer your question?
What's the best way to come in balance?
Best way to come in balance is to give my office a call and talk to Rhonda and get an appointment, because you're complicated. It's not that easy for you to do all on your own. And what I do is I don't use drugs. I use natural nutrition, and I use exactly what you need. When I check somebody, your body tells me exactly what you need, and we have predictable results. I know that when you do the program I recommend, in a certain time, you're going to be better. And that's how it works, because the nutrition, everything in the bottle is about the same. When you go buy things over the counter, they're usually not two tablets in the whole bottle that are the same. So when you have a good product that works and gets your body functioning again, then you come back in balance. And to do it yourself, it's pretty hard to do. I've been doing this a long time, and it takes me 2 minutes to tell you what to do. You've been playing with this a long time, and you're still having trouble. So that's the best way to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
much.
You can feel much better, though, I could tell you, and don't have to put up with this. All right.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, that's not, doesn't sound fun. Heartburn all the time? Boo. Boo, as my niece would say, Riley Jane.
But again, when you have these things, it's like a red flag. Your body's trying to tell you something's wrong.
And it's trying to fix it. And it can't get fixed because you don't have what it needs. And that's the beauty with Mary Jane. And I'm not just saying this because she's my mom. She actually, your body will tell her exactly what you need. And she gets your protocol going. You take what she says and you feel better. And you don't have to guess and mess around. And it's easy. It's quick, simple, and easy.
And when I check each person, I have no doubt their body.
I know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And her head kind of, you know, expands at times. I have to bring her back to Earth. But she is amazing. Okay, it's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll see you in a few minutes.
That's why we're back for a three-peat. Hi, Jenny. Mira que tan loco. Yo me loco como pastelito coco. I get stupid on a beat. Sí, whoa, whoa. I got mames, mames by the boatload. Yo tengo la canilla y el mojo. I'm saying that.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, Owen, I just heard about this book on the Dr. Pat Show, and these reviews on Amazon are amazing.
Oh, yeah? What's the book?
It's called Conscious Being by T.J. Woodward.
Oh, he's the Awakened Living radio host.
Yeah. This book looks like just the guide we've been looking for to really connect and make those conscious changes in our everyday relationships and experiences.
I love it. Can we get it on our Kindle apps?
Of course.
To learn more about Conscious Being and author T.J. Woodward, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I'm here with Mary Jane and Benny. Thank you for that fun tune.
Yeah, Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez.
I like that.
Live it up.
doing a little cheer dancing here in the studio. Well, some of us were. That would be me. Okay, if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you would like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. Or if you just want to find out more about her, visit her webpage at maryjanemack.com. Okay, change your self-talk, change your life. She's laughing at me. She's laughing. No, it's a hard thing to do. I mean, what I do, I'll just share my, what I do if I find myself thinking about something that happened in the past or something that happened that I didn't like, I'll say to myself, oh, well, that's interesting, but that's not, you know, that's not relevant right here, right now. So I try, it's a reminder to focus on something that I want or where I want to go.
And if you say it's hard, it will be hard.
Exactly.
So you have to watch. That's part of that self-talk. Perfect example, Nancy. So.
Whatever. No, if it comes in, it's going to like, that's interesting.
Exactly.
Need to move on.
That's what I mean. Perfect example. So whatever you tell yourself is what you're creating. So you have to kind of make it a game and really just pay attention to what you are doing. Once you start paying attention to how often you might say things that you weren't aware of.
That is a scary situation.
Then that's how you change it. And when you listen to other people and how they talk and what they're saying.
It's always easy to do that. It's always easy to pick up on other people's self-talk and kind of give them hints and cues on how to do it. But every time it comes back to you, it's like,
yeah, but if you're doing it most of the time, you're going to make a change. If you go back to the old ways all the time, you're not going to make a change. And when that happens, then you're stuck in whatever is causing you, whatever emotion or whatever it is. And, you know, I have clients that do all types of different emotional work and healing. And some of it is just plain habit that pulls you back. It's not necessarily that you're stuck in an emotion. It's gotten to be such a bad habit, you fall back on that, and you're the victim. And it's easier to be the victim sometime than to step out and stand in your power. And the universe is asking you all the time. It's to step out and be the person you were meant to be. And that's why, you know, life can be so much fun. When I see people and they come in and they say, oh, I applied for a job, but I didn't get it. And they're all upset. And, it wasn't the right job. It's like if you really trust the universe and know and you're clear on what you want, you have to keep refining, keep being clear, you can attract that to you. So often when you don't get the job or something in your life that you want, then you have to look at, well, there's something better. Because what I have seen in my experience, there's always something better if you're open to it and willing to step forward and be receptive of it.
And you have to trust. That's probably the biggest thing is you have to trust.
Well, if you don't, it's all about the lesson. If you don't get the lesson and believe and trust, it's going to be repeated over and over again. Those are the people that have rear-end accidents all the time. Talk to people, I've been rear-ended 5 times, 6 times. Well, what is the universe trying to tell you? You know, what are you stuck in? And instead of working out what it's really about, you're figuring out the insurance and this always happens to me, I don't know why. And it's not about that. It's about you're not getting the lesson. And pretty soon the universe not only rear-ends you, it gives you a bigger push, and then you're really in trouble. So you want to figure it out before they have to hit you over the head with a hammer. And just look at what does it really mean for you?
Yeah, just be aware. Be aware. Or if you really have bad habits, time to put post-it notes everywhere. Positive post-it notes. Put them in your car. Put them on the bathroom mirror. Put them in the kitchen. Put them inside the kitchen cupboard. Positive.
And do affirmations. Repeat the affirmations.
Do your affirmations and write them down. Okay, we have a caller, and we are going to go to Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What is your question for Mary Jane?
I've just had an ongoing problem with my left ear. I went to the doctor, and she said it was an S2N tube dysfunction, and there was really nothing they could do for it. And it's just like a clicking that happens, and then sometimes I also have pain as well, just like earaches.
Painful.
You have a gallbladder issue. You're
okay.
I heard that. I heard that. Okay.
Like, do you have digestive problems?
Okay.
Do you have digestive problems?
I stopped eating gluten, and I find that makes a difference.
Dairy. So when you eat, do you get bloated? Do you find that you're you have to avoid certain foods? Are you paying attention to what you're eating?
Yeah, I find mostly if I eat gluten, my energy drops.
Right.
So that's something that I avoid.
So what I'm picking up is you have a gallbladder issue, and it's referred pain to your ear. If you work on your ear, you will never get the results you want. When you have a gallbladder that's backed up and in low gear, you can have shoulder pain, you can have jaw pain, you can have the ear pain. It just means that what I'm picking up is your whole system, if you were listening earlier, your whole system is backed up and functioning at a 2. So you should be a 10. And when it's a 2, now it's your thyroid, it's your heart, it's everything, and it's even your ears. Sometimes it goes up into your ears. And that's what the issue is. And so once you clear out the gallbladder, then the ear will get better. And so you got to start with the foundation of what's really going on with you. So you've probably had this, how old are you?
36.
You've had this a long time, a gallbladder issue, on and off for about 10 years. Have you had digestive problems?
Yeah.
So it's old.
Yeah, well,
old emotion, old resentment. We all have stuff. And that's what keeps popping in for you. There's something that keeps popping in for you to look at it and pay attention to it. And it's like a red flag. And now it's even going into your ear. So it's about what are you not hearing?
Right. Because I have been doing like gallbladder liver flushes. Should I keep doing those?
Let me just say this. Your gallbladder's a 2 and everything else is a 2. How's that working for you? Here's what sometimes those dry you out. You're not getting where you need to be if you're doing those things. I recommend you call our office. We get you on the right program and put you on nutrition that'll make a difference and help pull you out of this and help you sort this out to move on. Because you've been stuck for a long time. You know, you've been dealing with this a long time. That's too long.
Right.
You need to get out of it.
Okay.
So the fastest way is to call our office, because what you're doing is not hitting it. And we'd be happy to take good care of you.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thanks. Yeah, it's easy. And ear pain. I mean, I had a time where my ear was killing me. That is excruciating.
Well, ears can be kidney. Ears can be anything. It's not usually the ear that's the problem. It's usually something else, another organ that's so backed up that it's affecting the ears. So when you work on the other organ, then the ears get better.
Oh, the gallbladder. It's just never ending, is it, Mary? It's just always showing up. It's always there.
Gallbladder and kidney, always there.
So we've got anger and resentment.
And fear.
And fear.
Kidney is fear.
Anger, resentment, and fear.
And bladder is ticked off. Those are the most common things you see.
So let's get back to those positive affirmations and get our self-talk happy.
So again, when you're experiencing things that you think are bad things, like getting laid off from a job or not getting the college you want to go to or not getting into a school you want to go to, or you go to buy a house and the house you thought you wanted is gone. Remember, all those things, those weren't yours. Because if they were yours, you would get them easily. When things are right, you don't have to work hard to get them. Everything falls
into place.
And it's like, then you know, that's the sign. But if you keep hitting like red flags, and I've seen people that will fight to buy something, buy a house, and they keep getting all these red flags, but they still want it anyway. And then when they get it, they find out major things aren't right with it that they didn't find out, or the area or something definitely isn't right. So the universe is always trying to help you, to guide you into the path where you should be.
We're just stubborn.
Resistant.
We're very resistant. Because...
And not open. It's about, you have the power. Each and every one of you have the power to be able to hear and listen what's going on. And ask the question. You have angels and guides all around you, and you have people helping you. So all you have to do is ask and be still and listen for the answer. And the first thing you hear is probably the right thing. And if you negate it and think, oh, no, that can't be right, well, then you've already lost. You have to believe and start trusting what you get the first time. And the more you build on that, the more clear and the answers will be, you will not have any question and you will not have any doubt. And it will be fun.
Trust.
Well, you all have it. People think, oh, no, I can't do that. But you can.
No, we do all have it. Okay, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, ooh. Shut up and dance with me.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's Shelley.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane and Benny. Hello, Benny.
Hey, ladies.
He's so cute. Today, we are talking about change your self-talk and change your life. If you'd like more information on Mary Jane, please visit her webpage at maryjanemack.com. You'd like to make an appointment, which I highly recommend you do, give our office a call at 888-777-4232. And if you have a question for, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819.
Yes, Nancy, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mom. Yeah, the gallbladder. I was talking about the gallbladder. It's just, it's a never-ending thing. And
well,
let me just say this. For those of you who have gallbladder issues, and you're out there eating super healthy foods, you need to eat soft, mushy foods because, like, you can't handle, like, raw vegetables and things. You need
right. When you have a severe gallbladder, you got to handle things that melt in your stomach,
yeah.
Basically.
So let me just say, over Christmas, this is, you know, over Christmas, we always have raw veggies. That's some barbecued pork. And I think my other favorite appetizer that Mom makes is these golden cheesies. So we had, you know, a couple of days of that. And then I started going on my raw vegetable and dip thing. Then all of a sudden, it's like my gallbladder showed up again. Here I am thinking I'm doing the right thing, but...
Well, that you were eating a little bit different than usual. The thing is, you eat pretty right on most of the time. And when you have things a little bit different...
It totally throws me off.
Well, for a short time, though, you know what to do to bring you back. And that's what I teach people. It's not like when you do the program, if you eat something off, that you're going to go back to where you were. You're not. You might have a day where you feel a little different because you're not used to it, but you get right back on track. And well, that's the beauty of being in balance.
Exactly. And I think once you, it's interesting how Mary Jane will ask everyone, do you have trouble with your digestion? I think if people really think about it, they probably do, but you just don't think about it that, you know, oh, no.
Well, most people, when, like, you've had a gallbladder issue for a long time, you've already gotten rid of the food that bothers you. You stop eating the gluten. You stop eating the dairy. So you avoid certain foods that you know if you eat it, it's going to flare you up and make you bloated. So now you've trimmed it down, and now you could say, no, I don't have any trouble with my digestion. I feel good. However, most people just get used to the way they are and don't think about what's really going on.
Yeah. So,
and that's why with the testing, we can figure out exactly what it is. And when I test someone and say what it is, again, there's no doubt. I know that's what it is. And when you do the program, and after a while, when people usually say right away, oh, yeah, that I have that. And if not, it takes them a few. I'll ask another question. It might take them a few minutes or even when they walk out the door to remember, you know, how they got like that or something about the emotion, because we figure out what's the emotion involved in. Because you have to clear up what the cause is. It's not just the physical, it's the emotional.
And we touched on that a little bit the last show that we talked about. It's once you identify the emotion, sometimes that's all you really need to
do.
So you don't need to, like, go into counseling and, you know, have this long discussion about whatever it is that happened. And you just kind of like, oh, it happened. I acknowledge it. Now I let it go and I move forward.
Well, it's recognizing that every physical thing you have has an emotional foundation.
So you've created that.
And people who are chronically ill and not getting better, there's definitely emotions there that they're not looking at or don't want to look at, and that's what's keeping them stuck. Because if you don't figure out what it's really about, you stay the same or get worse.
Yeah. So
the universe is, it's like, again, it's like the getting rear-ended. The universe is always saying, do you get it? Do you get it? You don't get it? Well, let me pound you a little harder here.
Yeah.
So it's all about you being better.
Exactly. Being aware, trusting, and changing that self-talk.
Changing your life. Be the best you could be. I mean, we're here for, you know, this is a journey. We're walking through it, and it should be about enjoying it and learning the lessons and not looking at it as a challenge, not as woe me. And it changes everything.
Exactly. Attitude is everything. Absolutely everything. So if you could give our listeners one thing that they could do to get started on the path today, what would that be? One thing.
Listen to yourself. I'm going to say two things. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. Know that you have the ability to do this and to change. All the power is in you. It's just awakening that power and stepping into it. And once you believe in yourself and know that you have certainty and clarity of what you want, your whole life can change very easily.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be hard. It can be quickly and easily. That's the thing I love. I've talked to other people and done work on my own, and it doesn't have to take a long time. It can be done. The change can be almost instantaneous.
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you willing to give up? You know, what old stuff?
We all have baggage. We just... Yeah.
Well, next month or soon, we're going to have a guest in, Janelle Davidson, who does emotional freedom technique, the tapping technique, and energetic healing. And it'll be fun having Janelle on and explaining another simple technique that's very non-invasive, very easy, that you could even do yourself to help be better.
Yeah, she is amazing. I've worked with Janelle recently, and I absolutely love and adore her. So, all right. So change.
So just know what you want. Be clear. Write it down. If you've got things spinning in your head, you need to write it down. And if you have someone in your life that is driving you crazy, another good technique is write them a letter. Tell them how you feel. Every day you add to it, and the fourth day you burn it. It's like having the best therapy you could have, because when you have an emotion stored in an organ, you start to have more symptoms when you repeat that same emotion over and over again, and the energy is so high that you can no longer tolerate it. So by doing that, you release it's like taking the lid off the kettle, letting some of the steam out, you feel better.
The pressure cooker. Or the other thing is that if that person, keeps coming back into your life over and over and over, what's the lesson?
Yeah.
What's the lesson?
And by writing that letter, you help clarify that, and something might come out that you just really didn't think about.
It's crazy. You know what? I think for a lot of us, this is all stuff we know. It's all stuff that we need a reminder about, and maybe today we can all start again, whether that's writing your post-it notes, writing a few affirmations, or finding a favorite quote that is short, quick, and to the point that will help you stay on track is always good. If you'd like more information about Mary Jane, like I said, you can go to her webpage at maryjanemack.com, or you can give the office a call at 888-777-4232. And again, you do not need to live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, as Mary Jane has clients all over the United States, and she does phone consultations. So the only thing you don't get is the Mary Jane Mack hug when you come into the office. And then she also has her fan page on Facebook. Sometimes there's pictures posted about what's going on at the ranch. She'll go ahead and put some thoughts on there, something for you to think about, I'm sure. And then upcoming days, she'll go ahead and put some positive thoughts to help us keep you on track with the topic that we've talked about today. And thank you for all your comments and all your suggestions and feedback from the show. We truly appreciate it. I get on there and read it too, so we're always grateful for that. Any last words, Mary Jane?
Enjoy all this beautiful spring flowering buds, and And think about it as refreshing your own soul and your own self, and make it easy and enjoy it.
Okay, you are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show. We are happy to be with you. We hope you have a great day. Happy spring. And we will see you next month on St. Patrick's Day. Thank you all for listening. Now we wanna be with you.